The statistics are daunting. A child dies every 30 seconds from this preventable disease. But the new action plan, supported by public and private funds, ambitiously aims to virtually stop this killer by the year 2015. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, who announced his country's pledge of $74 million toward malaria research at Thursday's summit on the sidelines of the annual General Assembly debate, said the action plan will take on the disease from several angles.
This is a comprehensive plan. We will not only support bed nets, we will support research, we will support cutting the costs of drugs, and we will support building the capacity of healthcare systems.
Malaria can be found in many regions of the world, but 90% of malaria deaths occur in sub-Saharan Africa. This mosquito-borne illness also has devastating economic effects in Africa, costing $12 billion each year. The World Bank announced it would contribute more than $1 billion to fight the disease on that continent to help governments expand malaria prevention, care, and treatment programs over the next 3 years. Microsoft founder and philanthropist Bill Gates announced that his foundation will provide millions of dollars towards the development of a new generation of malaria vaccines.
We want to have a vaccine that has even better effect, that has 100% coverage. And in order to promote that, we're announcing today that the Gates Foundation is giving an additional $168 million to the malaria vaccine initiative.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon welcomed the $3 billion in new commitments, saying the approach being used to combat malaria can serve as a model for the fight against other social issues such as hunger, poverty, illiteracy, and gender inequality. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.